This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Fucking hell, shit tip, bum arsehole. That quote, sneakily ripped off Derek and Clive, and many others will probably be littered throughout the show, as the last 492 pretty much have been. Hey, because this is what you get when you tune into strangetimesshow.com. For the time,
absolute bollocks.
For the time being, I'm still being interrupted by that cunt over there. and also, occasionally call myself Davian sometimes. Yes, rude Australian bastard, introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Claire Sorens. K-O-C-N-Z-O.
Right. Yeah, and holding up the Northern contingent, it's that man over there.
Hello. Hello. My name's Dom. I'm drinking a beer called Trooper, made by A.M. Aiden stroke Robinson's, and so nice.
Robinson's, so it's kind of like barley water that gets you pissed.
No, no, that's a normal brewery, but Trooper is named after an A.M. Aiden song, which sounds a little bit like this.
Oh, do you want me to edit in the proper version rather than the shit version you're about to play for your phone?
I'm not playing it. You're playing it. Yeah.
Right, okay. you could have fucking warned me, you bastard.
I'm sorry. Have we not established the ground rules over this last 17 years that we've been doing this podcast? We do things, me and Kat, on our phones. You make it sound decent with that proper stuff.
Make it sound decent. Have you ever heard any of this turgid horseshit we've been peddling for the past over decade? Shit. Right, okay. Yeah, I'm dropping the needle now. Bit of a classic, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, and the beer tastes pretty good as well.
It is indeed. And funny, you are dropping some slamming, well, it's not slamming beats, isn't it? It's slamming metal. I was going to bring back the intro tunes this week, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had one lined up for Kat.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together.
Yeah, and then
yes, it's appropriate.
And then I was going to introduce you with this one.
Penny painting, matchstock men and matchstock cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clocks.
Yeah, and like that would have been really, really, really funny.
Well, what about yours?
Mrs. Yeah.
When your barber takes a little less time each week, the kids don't understand a word you speak. When you walk into a disco and they offer you a seat, you're the oldest swinger in town.
Fucking cheeky bastards. Anyway, we're not doing that.
Thank God.
Yeah, because, that would have been a bit lame, really, wouldn't it? Speaking of bringing back lame old ideas, I think we might have another crack at Darwin Awards as well later, just for laugh, you know. Because of crazy and wacky. Cal, how's your lovely week been, mate? The house moving, is it making you lose any hair? Oh, too late for that. Right, kids.
Shaved it all off.
Yeah.
Yeah, shaved it off, Brock.
Yeah. Yeah, finally moved out and the house has been sold, so we don't own a house anymore. Yay!
Yeah, nice.
Of course, the buyer turned up late, that their bank was late, so it almost didn't go through. But yeah, it's gone through. So we've actually got a big ton of money in our bank at the moment, which we're about to get rid of for the next place we're going to live in today.
Shove it up your nose, my son.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just go to the casino, buy one chip and put it all on black.
Don't be so racist.
Right.
They say that house moving is one of the most stressful things that one can actually do. And I think they're probably fucking right, But we're buying the mansion that we bought from the sale of our last remaining slaves all those years back. Sorry, that was supposed to be funny. Never mind. Fucking edit that out, cunts. Yeah, when we first bought our mansion off the back of the slave trade or whatever, yeah, we, I mean, that was stressful enough, just like getting the mortgage stuff together and all the bloody documentation, because they say, oh, yeah, you've got to supply bloody 6 months of this, 6 months of that, and I don't fucking keep anything. But that, compared to having to sell one and then wait for the buyers in the other to, but yeah, it's kind of like a human centipede chain thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
and not the one that you like, Kat.
Being stuck in the middle. Not that at all, then.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, my wife used to work for a lawyer that did conveyancing, so she knows exactly how the thing works and what we're supposed to have done. So I can just sit back a bit and say, "All right, I'll leave this to you." One of her friends actually did the conveyancing for her. So
oh,
that was all right.
I bet she did. What? Oh,
okay. So it made it much easier. But yeah, just the fucking having to paint the house and stuff before we sold it, and then packing everything into the garage, and then fucking moving it out.
So what, in the garage? Yeah, that's right. What, in the garage?
We put a fucking garage. We had staging furniture, where they get it's furniture which is it makes the room look bigger. So, like, the couches are a bit smaller and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've got a staging penis.
Yeah.
That's podcast, though.
John looks humongous.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Funny, that was a lie. Just fucking doing all that shit, moving everything. I had to move to a rental property. That was fun, so... Just an endless trips backwards and forwards with our fucking car. Just
that sounds like a delight. Yeah, fucking
hell. It was so much fun. What else? Oh yeah, I had some stuff put in storage, and this storage company that I found. I spoke to them, and the guy's like, it's about $250, $200 to pick it up. But if you want the guys to load it into the box for you or help you, there's another $100. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
All
in two boxes then.
And if you don't want it all...
That's all right.
Oh, sorry. If you don't want it all broken at the other fucking end, that's another $500, you can't. Sorry, that was my interruption.
Oh, no, it's worse than that.
No. Do we need some suitable music for this then?
No, I got out of it, so...
All right.
Anyway, the fucking... it turned up. Took it away, and it's I think it was $90 or $95 a month per box to store it. Like, oh, that's fine. And then I rang them up, said, "Can you deliver the boxes back to my new rental place to save me dropping off at the old place?" I said, "Yeah, that's fine." So two boxes. You're further than half an hour away. That's going to be about $530 a box to get
what
delivered.
Fuck.
Wait, what? It's going to cost me over $1,000 to get it dropped off. If you read the fine print somewhere,
fucking
hell. The guy quoted me, it's $250 a box to drop it off. But that's if you unload it all yourself and it's within 20 minutes drive of their warehouse, which is a fucking zillion miles away. So... In the end, I had a friend who was a removalist. He said, "Yeah, okay, I'll go get it and drop it off at your new house, and then get the other shit from your house." And then it cost me $700 to do all of that, rather than paying $1,000 for just that one bit. The greedy fucking cunts. And then they asked me for a review, which I'm going to do.
Oh yes, yeah. Well, I hope the review is frank and honest and unbiased.
Yes.
Both barrels,
yeah,
son.
I pretend scorched earth.
Scorched earth, indeed.
So how about your week, Dom? What's been up north?
Yeah, Dom.
Before that, I had a joke, but I haven't got a suave of suaveness of Anthony Jeselnik, so I can't say it.
Such a dirty whore mouth. You're talking about the man I love.
Yeah, no, I've nearly bought a ticket today. I was looking at the tickets and looking at the tickets.
I thought you were going to come down south and watch it with me, you fucking bellend.
I'm tempted to. I am very, very tempted to.
Because he knows I'm paid for it. Yeah.
Oh, you paid, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. No, you're right. Deal, we're on.
Finally going to get bummed by you. Fantastic. So anyway, back to your lovely week.
You haven't seen the spikes on his cock.
His cock is a spike.
It's like a cat's penis, it's barbed.
Ooh.
It's like the ones in the movie Seven.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. He made me fucker. How's my lovely week been? It's been all right. It's been good because I'm off for 2 weeks now. So it's just been like fun play mode all.
Lager.
Yeah, I've moved on to Stella Artois, Belgium, unfiltered.
Oh, Stella Artois, nice.
The unfiltered one.
Yeah.
It's been a good day.
Amazing, raw sewage water in it.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking, yeah. Sewage water, otherwise known as the Thames. And all the water coming out of our fucking taps at the moment. Are you happy, Thatcher? Sorry.
Isn't all your water turned to shit, or literally fucking just shit now?
Yeah. Well, it must be a mistake, really. A genuine mistake. I wouldn't imagine that any public utility sold off to private people would have their services and quality diluted just to make money for shareholders. That's completely unrealistic, and you're a communist. Yeah.
Besides,
big cunts one, public zero again. Yeah. Sorry, Dom.
No, I was just saying, besides, Davian's a Southern Tory, and he doesn't actually have tap water, he has Perrier.
I'm defecting to reform.
It's a week.
I think, like, when I watch these news articles and, like, all the stuff on TikTok, I think there's some that maybe one day is like Chris Morris is suddenly going to jump out in the middle of a reform like advert video saying, "Ha, that was on your episode of Brass Eye. We've been, you know, doing satire all this time. Of course, no one's really that fucking thick, but they certainly appear to be doing a very good job of proving that they are."
It is. It absolutely is like that. It's like it's a when I went to college, university for a very brief time. There was a sociology lecture in a massive auditorium, which was odd because it was never like that normally. It was like a special bringing together of many, many different classes. So clearly something was wrong. And then people started doing weird shit. And I think it's more of an experiment of how people will react to people doing weird shit.
Right.
And that's what this is like. And it's almost like, like you say, Chris Morris is doing like, right, what should we do now? Let's fucking do this. Let's see what happens. And everyone's going like, yeah, that's fair enough. That's politics, that is. And like Chris Morris, like, oh shit, now what do we do? Because what would have been normally, yeah, you've got us, isn't. You're not believing it. So now we'll do more outlandish shit and more outlandish shit. It's going to get to the point where they'll be sacrificing goats on the fucking stage. And people are like, well, I'm not sure about the policy on the fucking income tax, but they do slice a nice goat up.
Fucking hell.
So what's this reform party? What are they just, something that's been rammed together by, secret Tories to try and get votes off Labour, or
Knows. It's Nigel Farage's latest racist vehicle, kind of sort of like UKIP, National Front, BNP,
So he's just fucking mad as batshit then.
Yeah. He might as well just recite the bloody Rivers of Blood speech next time he's on the fucking telly. The cunt.
Yeah.
Because what they tried here, they have a bunch of other smaller parties that sort of pop up, and one of them is run by this coal billionaire. And because of preferential voting, they're like, oh, they sort of focus themselves as, oh, we aren't the Tory party. We aren't the Liberals and the Nationals. Like, we're different to them, so vote for us. And they just ram all their preferences into the Liberal Party. So they get their policies through for, like, can we just dig everything up and just burn it all to the ground? Yeah, so... Fucking, oh no, we're not Labour, we're not the Liberals either. Vote for us, and they just handle their preferences over. Yeah, delightful. Anyway, Dom, you had a weekend.
The Tories don't even like reform, so reform are basically like Tory plus, and the Tories don't like. They realise that if people they're either going to vote Labour or vote Reform, know, if they're not going to, if they say, like, I'm not voting Labour, then they may choose to vote Reform rather than Tories, and therefore the Tories won't gain because Labour will sneak in the back door. So they keep going on about Reform is a process vote. Is a vote for Labour, and if I vote for the Green Party, is a vote for Labour, really. And if that's what you want, then that's what that one.
Mind you, it's not quite as bad as the horror comedy that's unfolding over the old Atlantic Ocean, eh? That's a debate. Oh. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's scary. Fucking scary.
I think I mentioned at least a year ago that Biden was fucking done. So it's worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah, he needs to be looked after and not in charge of the country. Trump
in charge of anything. He's not in charge of his own pants.
Yeah, probably not actually. And
fucking hell. Like even if he was able to construct full sentences and say things which were vaguely intelligent, he still wouldn't win because all the things he promised, he went, voting rights. Nah, fuck that. You black people, you're not getting those. Oh, $15 minimum wage. Oh, no, fuck you poor people, you're getting that. Oh, students are cancelling all of your debt. Oh, okay, we'll cancel a little bit. But the rest of you, no empathy for you guys. So fucking he's done nothing and he's funding a genocide. I'm like, oh, well, wonder if I vote for me.
Fuck off,
mate. He's got cunts, zero chance. And then he comes out like cunts. He's nearly dead. It's weakened at Biden. Trump was the intelligent one on that stage.
I know, and that's fucking saying something, isn't it? I mean, that's like, cray.
But Trump's going to go, oh, I didn't understand what he said, and I don't think he did either. And then the audience is like, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. So, why am I Trump's agreeing with Trump? Just like, what is going on in the world? I don't like it anymore.
If he wants that down from the candidacy or whatever you call it, then their options are Trump or someone they think's going to fucking forget where the keys are and crash the country into a fucking sea or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because that means Trump's going to get in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how the hell someone who's been convicted of a crime can run for office anyway?
If you ask me, I'll end up on a fucking CIA black site.
Yeah.
Don't be racist. I tell you what, mate. Guys, it just makes me want to go on holiday. It does. I haven't had a decent holiday in a while, actually. I think I might book something. I'm starting to go on a bit, but I might book something with a little bit of a flavour of adventure. I was thinking maybe a bungee jumping or something, because I did that like fucking years and years ago. But now, because, you know, a little bit older and stuff, I thought it might be a bit of a...
Get something a bit more exciting. We wanted to go potholing with Joseph Fritzl.
Oh, no. I could never, ever go potholing because I'm very, very claustrophobic.
You need something dangerous because bungee jumping, when it first came out, yeah, it was scary, it's the unknown. But, like, I mean, I've not done it myself, but everyone's done it. I'd like to do it.
But you did go on that holiday where you blew your own bollocks up, though, didn't you?
Okay, fair enough. And, you know, it took a while for him to come back down again. But once he did come back down, I was able to go on that gardening weekend with Russ.
This is it. I mean, I just need a bit of adventure and excitement. I mean, what have you done on holiday before, Kat? I mean, like, you must have done something like groovy and a little bit daring.
Yeah. I hung out with Pol Pot one weekend.
Oh, yeah. What was he like?
Small. Small, very angry. Very, very angry.
Right. Oh, okay. I mean, what do you do? Just like a little bit of genocide or something? Just a little bit of mass murder?
I just want to avoid that. He was busy most of the time, so I didn't really see much. But,
right.
Yeah.
So just popping off cheeky Nando's. It wasn't actually cheeky Nando's at all. It was a cheeky fucking murdering 50,000 men, women and children. Cheeky cunt. Yeah.
It's like
good thing something like that'll never happen again.
Yeah.
My granddad once went on a painting expedition with Hitler, and he was very good. He did like the side of a house, he had two barns, and he did 3 million Jews. He was really good.
Three? Deny it. I thought it was six. Fucking hell. I bloody told you, Kat, didn't I? I bloody knew it all along.
Yeah. You know what these painters and decorators like for inflating their prices and stuff?
Right, yeah. Well, there was me, there was my old uncle Terry there. We went on that safari holiday, and what they did, like, for kicks, there's mad fucking drugs out there, because you fucking know it all like it, and yeah. And they get all on these, like, drugs and magic monkey juice and stuff. And what they do, right, is they get elephants drunk, and they get their trunk, and then the people, they actually get their cocks out, and they stretch their foreskins to see who can stretch their foreskin over the elephant trunk. And the first one that wins gets a fiver Double H Smith voucher. And that's sort of like crazy. I mean, there's me going on about bungee jumping and, you know, good old Uncle Tel.
I can just go for the Cotswolds and go for a walk around a car park.
Steady on there, Bubba Louie. Don't know about that.
Did you say your uncle was called Terry?
Yeah, Tel. So, we called him Terry. His real name was Sarah.
I had an uncle Terry as well. He told me it was 3 weeks. I can't remember where it was. Somewhere in the Middle East. It's quite hot. 3 weeks radiator chaining. It was really good.
Radiator chaining.
Yeah, Terry, Uncle Terry White. It was. It was brilliant. He had a really good time in New Orleans.
No, I thought you were referring to that dodgy fucking Terry that used to go down the social with, and he came on stage, like, with the handcuffs, like, to the bloody, you'd think, oh, yeah, he's coming on as Terry White, he's going to come on with handcuffs over to a bloody radiator, but no, he didn't. He had handcuffs actually wrapped around his cock, and he dragged the radiator in by his cock, and he said, hang on, wait a minute, the fucking Cloud loved it, they did. It was brilliant.
Would eat that up, wouldn't they? I know, I can see exactly what you're saying. Would eat that up. Love it.
Anyway.
Oh, so, Dom, your weekend.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, we've finished that bit of rather shit improv. We can actually do something else now.
What we do? I forgot.
You were talking about your lovely week.
Oh, yeah. An hour ago, or 3 minutes ago, we were due to editing.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been work was nice and easy. It was a good little week at work, but I was doing more stuff in the garden. It's coming along nicely. I bought so many fucking different power tools and stuff which we've never had before. I've got a Black and Decker work. Sorry, racist. I've got a Person and Decker workmate. I've never had one before. Brilliant.
Oh, right, yeah. Those like little portable desk things that you can like put an elephant on and well, actually, you could use a Black & Decker workmate to keep the trunk still while you try and stretch your foreskin over it. Sorry, I keep going back to that. I keep going back to that idea of, so you've got a Black & Decker workmate. What are you going to build with it? Are you going to build another trebuchet?
No trebuchets. No. Last one I built, I used to invade France, and it was all complicated story. I've done all the garden in terms of the stones and the flowers and stuff like that, and up to the fence. So I had a load of wood delivered on Thursday.
I bet you did. A
couple of days fucking staining it.
Yeah,
I did. Stained it good. I've got a circular saw coming tomorrow.
A what?
Circular saw.
I thought you've had a few of those for when you did the old diagonal chopping fun game that you were.
No. I used to do an advert. Play the jingle. I'm going to do an advert.
Oh, I've got to have an audio for an advert, have I? Oh, God.
Give me some advert music, quick.
Quick, some advert music.
Good. Oh. When you need to dissect a prostitute diagonally, I recommend Bosch jigsaws. Bosch jigsaws for dissecting prostitutes.
Yeah, I might have to do a bit of editing with that one.
Don't like Bosch, do you?
Well, no, it's just I don't really want Bosch's lawyers to sue me because you think that oh God, just when I think it couldn't get any worse. Right. Contents.
Okay, how was your last week?
Oh, just fucking don't. Right, really? next subject. actually, last weekend was all right. Stuff and shit happened. I got some new songs, like half recorded and stuff and things. Actually, the kids are away tonight, so I might see if, you know, nudge, nudge, a wink, wink, and nods as good as a bat, black, blink to a black. Oh, fuck, we got that one wrong. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Get out of the Bill Cosby coffee and
put your wife in the harness. Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah. No, I'll put myself in the harness.
Get the sex swing set up.
Oh, goodness, goodness. We're going back to that song now. And it takes him all night to do what he used to do all night. He's the oldest swinger in town. Yeah. Ah, dear. Oh, look, I just opened up Twitter and the first thing that fucking pops up, Farage. Oh, has reform enabled racist, misogynists and homophobes? Yes, and news just in, bear shits and wood. Has anyone seen... Oh, please, I can't look at that ugly slap of a face any longer. Has anyone seen any of the older Glastonbury footage?
No, I've been saving it. Although I did Coldplay run briefly.
Oh, fuck them cunts.
Exactly, so I took over quickly.
Yeah, I watched PJ Harvey was excellent. That's about the only thing I've really watched, to be honest. I wasn't particularly interested in Dua Lipa or what thingy. No. There's a lot of people. I mean, I don't like that sort of thing, but there seems to be quite a sense of gatekeeping now for like music and festivals and stuff. And it's like, well, if you don't like it, fair enough. But you know, don't be a massive cunt about it because you know other people are going to like it, ain't they?
Yeah. Mm. I don't really watch much Glastonbury at all, really. On any stage.
On any stage. I went quite a few years ago. Hang on a minute. I wonder who's playing now. Let's see if we can get the magic of technology working. That'll be a fucking first for showing it. right. Oh, look. BBC BBC iPlayer.
Some band getting the whole crowd to shout out Fuck the King. I saw that.
Oh, Keane. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, gossip. They're good. Right, so who's live at the moment? Who's live at the moment?
Headlines, right?
Orbital. Like, Orbital? Okay.
It's a Gansy?
Yeah, all right, I suppose.
All right, 1994.
I was strutting my stuff in a alternative rock band called Ouija. That was quite good fun, actually.
I was 18 and watching Pulp Fiction.
blimey, was it that long ago?
Yeah, about 94. That's all dogs
now. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Oh,
so Dom, would I have been about 6 foot by then?
I was when I was 11. I don't think I was quite 6 foot, but I was very, very tall. Like I was. Well, put it this way: on my primary school picture in the whatever the last year is in primary school, I was like a head and shoulders above anyone else. So obviously, I was in the centre of defence on the football team. And it's always mine. Yeah.
Bloody hell. I remember when I was in high school, there was a kid, he must have been about 6'4", and he was the year below me. And I remember he wasn't all there, and the teachers would forever be like having to have a go at him, like, yeah, you can't be doing this, but don't do that, I'll stop throwing stuff over here. And they'd have to look up at him because he's a foot taller than some of them.
Stop pulling your foreskin over elephants' trunks.
You're not a lot of elephants in Tasmania, are you? Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So go on, David, tell us about your lovely week, you miserable cunt.
I didn't really do a great deal. I mean, work is just...
Fisting the dead?
Fisting. Did you do any of that? No, I didn't do any fisting the dead. It's been work, squeezing a bit of music in when I can, and ordering some new edibles. I got some vinyl in. There's an old Cardiacs EP, the single, 12-inch single, Big Ship, which I either lost, stole, or shoved up someone's ass years and years ago. And anyway, I needed another copy, so I had to go to Discogs because it's not on release anymore. Fucking 60 quid out to pay for that. Bloody hell.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Huh?
Cardiacs are touring.
Well, sort of. I mean, it's ex-members of the Cardiacs, because obviously the singer's still dead.
So he's not going on tour then?
No, he's not. He's Wormfood, bless him. Tim Smith. We love you, Tim. He's from Surbiton, literally just down the road from me.
Awesome. Not anymore. The other reason I noticed was it popped up on my Facebook as they're doing a tour and they're being supported by the Membranes in Manchester. And
John Robb, yeah, Membranes. Good. Yeah. Double good, even. To drop another Mank reference in there, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got an LP I bought it a couple of weeks ago, but... It finally turned up. Is my brother was playing in this fucking metal band in the 90s, and a bunch of I think it was someone in the US decided they were going to do a tribute. So they had all these other different bands from all over the place pick one of their songs, and then they did that and put it on LP.
Oh, what's that called then?
That's pretty cool. I haven't got it on me. It's a tribute to Warsaw, I think. So it's spelled Warsore.
Tribute to Warsaw.
Yeah.
All right, because Warsaw, funnily enough, yeah, that was the second name that Joy Division took before they went to Joy Division. The first being, of course, gone.
I think it was Nazi Cunts, wasn't it?
No, Stiffkins.
What's called?
Slapheads.
Slap it. No, tribute to Warsaw. Right, okay. I'm going to have a look on Discord. So what was the band's name then, mate?
Warsaw.
Oh, right.
Okay. S-O-R-E.
Yeah.
Blimey. Oh, okay. Okay, well, many bands called Warsaw then. Fuck me dead. Mind you, there was a couple of fucking dire metal bands that have popped up in the last few years going under the name Final Hour, which is really, really fucking annoying, because when people search for my stuff, it gets awful, dreadful metal. There you go.
Well, that's annoying.
What you going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm bloody going to sulk.
Well...
that'll tell them.
You've come to the right place.
Da-na-na-na-na. Oh, nice. Oh, dear.
You want to tell the city joke?
No, not at all. Just before we started recording, I was watching that new series of Series 4 of The Boys. Have any of you lot started watching it yet?
Nah, still not started it.
Still not started it? What's wrong with you?
I've watched half of episode one.
God.
Yeah, not less than that. I did the first episode up to a car crashes into someone and people are talking, and then that's it. That's as far as I got.
People are talking. That happens a lot in TV programs, I find.
Yeah, it's like it's exposition. I'm still on Walking Dead. I'm on series 10 now.
Jesus Christ. Spoiler. Zombies walk and kill people and people kill zombies. There you go.
Yeah, it got very samey quite a long time ago, but I'm committed now. So, once I do it,
could be.
Yeah, indeed. Right, kids.
Do you know what I did as well?
You pulled your foreskin over elephant's trunk.
You're going to fall back to death, aren't you?
When have I ever not done that?
With the foreskin.
Oh, God.
How many years is it now? Too many years.
Fucking hell. It's 12 now, isn't it? Yeah, it's over 12.
Wow.
Isn't it? Yeah, because we started in, we talked about it in 2011, but we didn't do our first show until 2012. Yeah, 12 years. Nearly 500 episodes. Get your audio sent in.
You and Nobbo skiving off work, you lazy cunts.
Yes, well, you know.
Nobbo. He was a funny cunt.
Well, yeah. You know what, it's about 7 or 8 years since I've been doing it, you know.
My God.
I'm sure it's a good game and Facebook memories popping up, and it's like, remember the good old days when you used to bother doing, like, artwork for the episode and stuff? Every now and again, one of them will pop up. And it's like, I remember going to the bus museum to buy some fucking bus magazines to fake wanking onto them and then send the picture to you.
Yeah, except you weren't faking wanking though, were you? You actually were wanking, and that's why you got into trouble when you were developing the Polaroids.
Double Polaroid, I wish.
Double Polaroid. Funny you should say double Polaroid, that nice reference Red Dwarf there. I've been listening to the Red Dwarf audio books recently. They've been good.
I consider myself a very big Red Dwarf fan. I always have done.
Love the series.
Yeah. I'm a kid. What's your size?
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't until recently I realised that I'd not actually seen series 13 and 14 or whatever the last two series are.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
And I didn't realise I'd not seen them. Fox thing I was watching on that. He was telling me about it with that thing. I've lost myself there. And it's like episode finished that I remembered watching and once or twice, and then a new one started. Like, I don't actually remember this, and it's not actually as good as I thought it would be. And then I realised when I call myself a Red Dwarf fan, I should be calling myself a Red Dwarf 1-6 fan, because that's all I really liked.
Okay. I
think I
might
have seen the last ones as well.
They're all right, actually. I mean,
it used to be on Sunday afternoon here every week. But, I had a friend who went and bought them all. But I don't think I've seen the last, maybe the last series or two, which is riveting for the listener. Oh, you've not watched something. Great. yes, listener. Question: anything about your lives? Wasting time with us?
Yes, indeedy.
Oh God!
You could be.
I haven't watched anything lately. I started watching Deadpool.
Oh, brilliant!
The new Deadpool movie coming out. So,
yeah,
I'm so turgid for that.
Yeah. Although I'm a little. I love Ryan Reynolds, like everyone's supposed to love Ryan Reynolds and everything like that. But then I saw a podcast interview with, I want to say, TJ Miller, who's like the barman in the first film, maybe the second. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds hates him, and he hates Ryan Reynolds, and he definitely won't be in any other film with him.
Oh, dear.
And he tells a story about it where, for some reason, apparently, according to him, Ryan Reynolds, I mean, you could probably find the audio and play it if you wanted to, but Ryan Reynolds, for some reason, takes a dislike to him. I don't know if because he's a funny guy, and maybe he's sort of insecure because he's out funnying him when that's his shtick, as it were. And he says, like, well, we'll do one more take, and then they're doing a scene. And then he starts, like insulting him, but insulting him personally, not the character. He's, like, actually insulting him directly.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's a bit rum.
Yeah, it's like you're not the star of the film, you know, and you're not the star of this, or you're only a bit character and stuff like this, but doing it for like quite a long, an uncomfortably length of time. And then he came off the set and he's like,
"Oh, but he did.
Was that weird? It's me." And everyone's like, no, it's fucked up, but obviously can't say anything.
I imagine. Oh, goodness.
I'm disappointed.
It would be better if I actually kept it in the movie.
Yeah.
So the contract says we have to keep this in the movie, so sorry, TJ, but suck it up, princess.
Suck it up, but princess.
Even, so, in the throw, yeah, we're going to keep that in.
Dear, oh dear. Oh, I've just remembered it's Formula One tomorrow. That'll keep me happy.
Oh, good.
Which one, mate?
It's the Austrian one, because as we know, everything great comes out of Austria. What have they ever done this one? No, the Austrian Grand Prix is quite a good one. It's quite a short track, but Lando Norris in the getting better all the time at McLaren's bringing the fight to Red Bull and Max for crybaby Stappen. So, yeah.
What's he been doing lately, Mr. Verstappels?
To be fair, I don't hate him quite as much as I used to because he's kind of stopped being so much of a cunt now and has kind of like grown up a bit. He's just being all bloody Dutch, isn't he? Although apparently he was born in Belgium and then moved over to the Netherlands or something. Oh, mate, I don't care. Wanger.
I will. Europe's about 3 feet by 4 feet, so born in one place, it's as good as the other one.
Yeah, you can't blame him for moving out of Belgium as soon as he can, i.e.
Yeah. Well, according to Douglas Adams, that's a massive swear word, actually, isn't it?
The Belgium.
Word Belgium, yeah.
Dare you. Kiss my mother with that mouth.
Oh, you must remember that from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I've only read the first book a long time ago.
Oh, bastard. You utter, complete bastard. I keep getting clips of Bottom coming up on TikTok. No, I don't mean the rear of
TikTok.
People's.
On TikTok. Yeah. In leggings, yeah. Are they?
No, good old Rick and Aid. It's mostly bloopers. I'm getting quite a lot of comedy bloopers at the moment, which is good. And this guy, this American stand-up comedian who was really laying into some hecklers. I can't remember his bloody name now. First name's Troy. Don't know what the second name is. Come on, internet.
Young, darker.
Yeah.
I think I know what you mean. He's pretty funny. He's been cancelled and then he said something where everyone's like, oh, you want to have all of you. Yeah, we're going to cancel you. So he put an apology thing up with a link to like a website or something like that. When you click on the link, it's just like more ripped. It's even worse stuff. He's like, fuck off, sort of thing.
All right. Really don't give a shit. I'll tell you what, actually.
Send me a link to that. That sounds good.
I'll tell you what. I was just looking for the comedian on Google via the name Troy, but I came across another Troy who's also in a lot of my TikToks on my For You page stuff, a guy called Troy Hawk. And he does these things where he dresses and speaks like a posh English gent and he walks past people and gives them like wonderful compliments like, oh, you're rocking those Crocs today, sir. You're magnificent. Really funny, actually. Yeah, really funny, yeah. And there's this other guy, this American guy, he pulls up in his car and he winds down his window and like he just says his random compliments to people. And it's really nice, actually. There's this one guy he pulled up against. He ran down the window looking mean and hard and said, excuse me, sir, can we stare at each other in awkward silence for 30 seconds? And oh, I don't know, it's just really funny. Kind of blots out the horror of modern life, doesn't it?
I've seen him when he pulls up to like two black guys. He goes, excuse me, sir, do you want to leave some of the ladies for us or something
like
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Bless, eh? Bless.
I'm an American band in TikTok as well.
Do what?
Apparently,
Americans banning TikTok.
Oh, that was supposed to be a while back, wasn't it? Because of because Americans are cunts. I don't know what happened about that. Well, I mean, there's still loads of fucking annoying American bastards on it, so I guess it hasn't been banned yet.
Well, is that a typical? I want to say capitalist thing, which is more communist, but it's not. It's, basically, they were saying like TikTok can exist, but you got to sell it to an American company. You can't have China being involved in it.
All right.
So, what you want to? You dictate them who should own a company. That sounds a bit odd to me.
There's what's his name? The Secretary of State and one of the senators were at some arsehole convention, obviously, and they were saying how, like, oh, but we used to do propaganda really well, but like this internet stuff has got, like, it's, yes, sort of gotten off the rails. We can't control the message anymore. Oh, TikTok, oh, we're struggling with TikTok. And then sort of saying the quiet part out loud, like, oh, we don't want this to exist because we can't stop kids just showing bits of whatever they wanted to put online. Like, obviously, and Israel, who pays us, is fucking quite angry about it. So we should fucking just neck this thing and get rid of it.
And that's propaganda, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought propaganda was when a East London person had a really hard stare at something. Oh, come on. Come on, that was funny. Oh, fucking God. Cunts.
You've got that written down on the fucking poster now, haven't you? And you've been waiting for 7 years.
Yeah, I've been waiting for about 12 years to say that, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, fucking houses. So what are we up to next week then? I've got my Formula Ones tomorrow.
Breaking news.
Oh, hang on. We've got a sound effect for that.
What's this?
Okay. That'll do. Go on, go.
Yeah. I've just watched an advert for AliExpress.
Ah, brilliant. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
AliExpress, the Chinese knockoff site where everything's crap and gets delivered three to 6 months later.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And David Beckham is the one who's doing the advert, who's in the advert. What the fuck?
Well, they're obviously making a few quid then, aren't they?
Doesn't he have enough money? Exactly, yeah. So to get him to do the advert, they must have paid him a fucking fortune to legitimise themselves.
He's a few, say.
Yeah, almost. It's just baffled me that it's literally AliExpress is like a knockoff site where everything's you want a fucking I don't know a garage opener. Well, get this one; it'll cost you 12p. You'll get it in 6 months, and it might blow up after two uses. But it's cheap.
Get this iPad killer for $49. As I it's just a bit of brick painted white.
Called a hammer.
Yeah, there's some really, really dodgy cheap shit there, which I'm sure has been through every stringent safety check and electrical check that's required for these devices. I'm sure none of them is dodgy fire traps.
Yeah, none of the scooters blow up or anything.
Oh, God, yeah, there's been a few of those in the news recently, although apparently this mainly to do with, probably dumb blokes who want to pep it up a bit. Oh, I'm going to put a big Apache on this one.
Shut up, Fabian.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my God. So, tedious existence for next week. Well, yeah, we've got kids away tonight. Hey! Formula One tomorrow. I think that's about it. And back to the normal cycle of drudgery again. What about you, darlings? What are you up to next week? Oh, really? That much? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go on.
I've got more fucking unpacking to do because there's still boxes all over the place and
boxes.
Yeah, just fucking house bullshit. We've got the tenants of the house that we're buying are still there, so that probably won't settle on time. So we can sue the people that are selling it to us because. It should be empty. I don't know. Yeah, more house drudgery.
That sounds like
what else? Work.
Oh man, sounds like fun. A joy.
Our house is just a fucking mess. We've got so many boxes of shit. And of course, when the kids were helping, helping is in fucking inverted quotes. They didn't label boxes properly, so like things have been packed away. I look at the label and I'm like, oh. What's this? And I open it up and it's fucking nothing like what's on the box. And I'm like, fucking hell. So, yeah, just finding things.
Yeah.
Just finding clothes and stuff.
Having my kids help. Kitchen utensils.
What's that?
Who's put the butt plugs in the same box as the kitchen utensils?
This one, we never cut steak with this. Fucking hell. So that's a pain. But, just fucking shit we have to do. Go through the contract for the house build. That's more joy. Yeah, so nothing fun, really. What about you, Dom? What's happening up north?
up north. What's happening up north is I'm off for 2 weeks and had the full intention of booking one or two short breaks, you know, get away for a couple of days at a time.
Egypt?
Well, the missus was there last month. I don't want to refuse to go back there again. So, looking closer to...
Are you guys riding a slave train or something over there? What the hell's going on? I can constantly go... Jeez.
Well, that's the plan anyway. But there's a small ginger bitch on the couch next to me, yes, who's decided to come into season, so we can't do fucking anything because we don't trust the freeloaders to look after her or make sure nothing happens.
Well, if you don't fuck it, you won't get pregnant. Oh.
Well, yeah. So it looks like I'm staying at home, but fortunately I've got shit to do, so I've got a fence to build and... I did a door.
You did a door. What? You hung a door like with hinges and stuff.
I bought a door. I fucking cut holes in it for the hinges. What do you call it?
Yeah.
I put fucking holes through it and then did the bar across and the turning bit going out and everything.
Ooh.
And I hung it out. Everything is fucking awesome.
Mate, that's do you want to come around my house and do some DIY?
What does that do with you? Rather do
you. Are you?
Do I you? Yes. Do I? Yes.
God, you're so violent. You've changed, you man. Are. All this fame's gone to your head, man. I don't know you anymore, man.
Fuck. It was aggressive lovemaking.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hang on a minute. Edit point there as well.
Point out.
What the fuck's God. A goony go-go? Right, yeah, okay, well, oh, shit, I was going to ask you, yeah, that's right. Dear listener, a question for you to respond to, you lazy cunts. I've just realised that my vinyl collection, which I'm rebuilding from the great, oh, shit, I've got to sell it or be homeless, tragedy of 1991, I realised I've got no albums by The Fall in my vinyl collection. And I'm, what do you mean good? You can't say that. You're a Mancunian. That's like something like really bad, man. No,
yeah,
I need to...
It's a prick. I don't like him. I've never liked him. Probably dead now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been dead for ages, mate. Four were brilliant.
No, not a fan. No, they did once on the real life, but I can't remember it. So obviously didn't like it that much.
Oh, blimey. Right. I am going to have to get... Well, okay, so the jury's out, which means we're going to have our beautiful... okay. Right, okay, so Kat, you're gonna have to judge as to whether they're good or shit, all right?
All right.
Okay.
The man who's had an expanded
fuck off.
The man who's had expanded was corrupted by Mr. Sociological.
Wait, someone paid them for this?
They are one of the most important bands ever to come out of Manchester, you fucking ingrates. Jesus.
Did you hate Manchester that much?
That much. The Clinky Plonky, Roland 808 or whatever it was.
Casio
right.
VL tone.
Not in that context. And the next bit was good. Whatever it was. And then the singing, I say that with quotation marks, the singing started.
Yeah, but that's his style, wasn't it? I know what you like, Dom. You'd like a bit of this.
Bloody cops, a bloody king, bloody keep it bloody clean. Bloody cheats, a bloody swine, bloody draws, the bloody line. A bloody fun and bloody game, a bloody kids in bloody blame. Nowhere to be bloody found, anywhere in Chicken Town.
There you go, nice bit of John Cooper Clarke for you.
What's that Meg rep?
Swearing.
What, swearing? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like a bit of swearing.
The fucking cops are fucking keen to fucking keep it fucking clean. The fucking teeth are fucking swine, who fucking draws the fucking line. The fucking kids are fucking... Oh, I've got it.
And you'll never see a nipple in the Daily Express. Yeah.
Yeah. I did remember. The I think Bank Anthem should be what's the rain one? It's a there's a Dave Mike Lee film called Naked. It's fucking brilliant. It's the most quotable film ever, apart from, you know, Monty Python, etc.
With Now.
And he sings a song, "Take me back to Manchester when it's raining. I want to feel the sun get in my hair. I'm all agog for a good thick fog. I don't like the sun, I like it raining cats and dogs."
Jesus.
Just Google, take me back to Manchester.
Take me back to Manchester when it's raining. I want to wet my feet in Albert Square. I'm all agog for a good thick fog. I don't like the sun, I like it raining cats and dogs.
The fool's much better than that. You see, The Fall, they're just the best band ever. All right, so we've found a Mancunian who doesn't like The Fall. Right, okay, we'll better keep you under lock and key then, eh, Brittany?
Wait, what else you found?
The what?
You've also found a Mancunian who's finally got around to buying new order tickets for Wimbledon Park in whenever
is it new order though? It's a bloody laptop with Barney warbling over it. It's kind of like Diet Pet Shop Boys now.
That's the thing. I've seen fucking Hockey's band. I can't remember what it's called now.
Lighthouse Family. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I saw them play every single head's gone weird. I saw them play every single Warsaw song that they was recorded in a Christchurch in Macclesfield. That was brilliant. And I've seen Stephen and Jammer. I can't remember her name.
Gillian.
What's her name? Dick Gilbert. I've seen them play live as whatever they were, the twin thing.
The other two. Jesus, I know more than you, and I'm a plastic mank. Fucking hell.
I've had a fucking bit.
You've had a fucking bit. Well, why didn't you say so?
Never seen Barney, so now I can tick them all off and say, yes, I've seen them all.
Yeah, from, nice. You
know, I saw his gravestone.
Oh, right, yeah. That's some place I've not visited.
It's here. Hey, if you ever venture up here, I can take you around to all the different sites.
I've got to go over the bridge where they did all those photos with it. Who's the photographer? Is it Kevin Cummings? Probably. I think I've been in there.
Just got that book, I think.
I got one recently. I think it's because you got it and I saw it and I thought, oh, that looks good. So I bought it as well. A photography book. There you go. Yeah, well, what are you fucking laughing at, you cheeky cunt? Okay, well.
All sorts. Fucking all sorts.
I love a bit of all sorts. Ladies and gentlemen, this has kind of pretty much brought us to the end of the show. You can catch up with the full video content via our Patreon at
kenallen.com.
Thank you. Any last words, ladies?
Sod off. Yeah, I suck him up.
I second that emotion.
Is that what it is? Wait, whoa. What that line is? I second that emotion.
Yeah.
Because I always thought it was a second-hand emotion.
Oh, you fucking pain ass.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Go fuck yourselves.